The glassy-winged sharpshooter feeds on nearly 200 species of plants in California. It is of particular concern in the wine country, where it can spread Pierce's disease, a bacterial disease that's fatal to grapevines. All sides agreed that the sharpshooter, which is not native to California, needed to be eradicated. The question was how. The state favored spraying with synthetic pesticides and refused to fund any county work plan that did not have a mandatory spray component. But a coalition of organic farmers, chemically sensitive residents, and property owners opposed to state intrusions on private land sprang up to oppose mandatory spraying in Sonoma County. Dave Henson of the No Spray Action Network and the Occidental Arts and Ecology Center was one of the negotiators of the protocol. He says rapid community organizing got grape growers and the Ag Commissioner to the bargaining table.
Strategically, we built a movement in Sonoma County that happened really fast, where we had 500 people coming out to our public meetings. And we did non-violence trainings. We set up about 20 affinity groups. And a couple of the grape growers told me today that that really freaked them out, that the idea that, you know, people were going to respond with civil disobedience, if they realized that they were going to lose out here there, and that was going to thwart the efforts to keep the insect out. So by strategically organizing in an old-fashioned grassroots way, we set the stage for a possibility of negotiation.
The first draft of the protocol was negotiated in June. The agreement was signed on July 23rd. Today, the California Department of Food and Agriculture and the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors approved the agreement, which details the way the county's sharpshooter eradication work plan will be implemented. Representatives of 8 grower and environmental groups and the Sonoma County Agricultural Commissioner will now constitute a glassy-winged sharpshooter task force to monitor, advise, and assist with the implementation of the protocol. Under the agreement, residents or property owners within 600 feet or one block, whichever is greater, will be notified when the sharpshooter is found in their neighborhood. Residents will be given a list of proposed treatments, plus safety information and information on health risks associated with the treatments. Residents and property owners will have the right to be notified before any pesticides are applied to nearby properties. They will also have the opportunity to get rid of any sharpshooters on their own land by the least toxic means. Such methods include removing insects or eggs by hand or vacuum, using organic pesticides, or removing infested plant materials from the property. The protocol states that the Agricultural Commissioner will ensure that public lands, such as schools, parks, and roadsides, receive that same effective, least toxic approach to sharpshooter eradication as private properties. However, property owners may still choose to use legal synthetic pesticides. For this reason, Ms. Max Ventura of East Bay Pesticide Alert doesn't think the agreement goes far enough.
I find it to be misleading. Most people, I believe, are going to feel more protected than they actually are by the protocol, which allows people to essentially try to protect their own property, but says nothing about what's going to go on next door or a quarter mile away or a half mile away. They will not be protected because of drift. And in fact, I spent many months photographing drift, which shows and demonstrates that you don't have to be right in the middle of a vineyard. You don't have to be right in the middle of the residential spray situation to be affected. So what I hope is that people will use this as a means by which to gain a little more understanding about the state's attitude, which is that we're going to spray and try to kill, kill, kill. And I hope people will continue to challenge, but to say what we've been saying, which is no spraying must occur at all.
Glassy-winged sharpshooter educational materials are available in English and Spanish and are free to Sonoma County residents. For more information, contact Lori King Esparza at 707-591-0407. Copies of the 3-page protocol are available from the Office of the Sonoma County Agricultural Commissioner at 707-565-2371. Information on avoiding the use of pesticides is available at the website noacceptablerisk.com. For KPFA News, I'm Kelia Ramirez.